With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Russian President Putin has declared a unilateral Easter ceasefire in Ukraine. He ordered his forces to end hostilities now through the end of Sunday. Ukrainian President Zelensky dismissed it as another attempt by Putin to play with human lives. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine swapped hundreds of captured soldiers. It was the largest exchange since Moscow's full-scale invasion started over 3 years ago. The White House and a Democratic senator are clashing over the mistaken deportation of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland just returned from El Salvador, where he met with Abrego Garcia. He argues that the man was not given due process before being deported to a foreign prison. But President Trump says the man is a violent gang member who was in the U.S. illegally.
Abrego Garcia, is that the one? Yeah. Is an illegal alien, MS-13 gang member, and foreign terrorist. This comes out of the State Department and very legitimate sources. I mean, I assume.
The White House insists that Abrego Garcia will not be returned to the United States. Also at SRNnews.com, Vice President Vance and his family are spending Easter weekend in Rome.
Vice President J.D. Vance has met with the Vatican Secretary of State and Foreign Minister. This after some tensions with the U.S. over the Trump administration's crackdown on migration and its plans for mass deportations. Vatican has issued a statement saying that the talks were cordial. There was an appreciation of the administration's commitment to religious freedom. But it says there was an exchange of opinions about current conflicts and humanitarian situations, including migrants.
That's correspondent Nicole Winfield reporting. Today's talks aimed at preventing Iran's nuclear weapons program have concluded. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports the Jesus Film Project does it again.
The famous evangelistic tool has just been dubbed into a new language for the 2,200th time, a dialect spoken in the African nation of Ivory Coast. Josh Newell, who is executive director of the JFP, says, quote, "The story of Jesus has never been more relevant or accessible than it is right now, and it's about to reach every last corner on Earth. Modern technology is accelerating the process of translating the movie into more and more languages." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An abortion in Idaho is not prohibited if pregnancy complications could cause a woman's death, even if that death is neither imminent nor assured. That's the ruling from a state judge. It modifies one of the strongest pro-life laws in the U.S. Four women sued to get the courts to clarify the exceptions. Idaho's pro-life statute currently makes performing an abortion a felony at any stage except when the mother's life is in danger. This is SRN News. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren is urging President Trump to be ambitious in demanding new concessions from Iran.
The Israeli government, the Israeli army, has presented the United States and the West with an historic military victory, subduing Hamas, pretty much knocking out Hezbollah, leading to the disintegration of Iran's Syrian ally.
Oren says Iran is much more than a nuclear threat, however, and should be confronted over its role as the leading state sponsor of terrorism. He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Officials in Puerto Rico say that power has been restored to more than 98% of customers after an island-wide blackout hit the U.S. territory earlier this week. The outage affected about 1.5 million customers. The blackout hit Wednesday afternoon after a transmission line failed and then caused generators down the line to shut down. More at SRNnews.com.